80 days to the Olympics in Paris, two more Irish qualifiers over the weekend in athletics, two sprint relay teams, our women's 4x400 metres team and our mixed team over the same distance, who set a new national record and finished third in the world relays in the Bahamas last night. Both teams starring our sprint superstar, Rashida Adeleke. For more, let's talk to another Irish sprint superstar, former world indoor champion and multiple Irish record holder, Dervil O'Rourke. Afternoon, Dervil.
Hi, how are you?
Irish athletes, they're now consistently making the finals of top sprint events. How and why did that happen?
You know, I think they've gone to a new standard in the past few years. I think there's a real realization that relays are a really good way to punch your ticket to a major championship, to an Olympic Games. And there's been a real focus on continuously getting relays. And that mixed 4x4 is quite a new event. The first time it was run was at the Tokyo Olympics 3 years ago. And it's a real opportunity for a kind of small nation like to qualify and then give it a good rattle, which we did 3 years ago. We were in a final. So I think there is a real understanding with Athletics Ireland, okay, in terms of getting numbers on a plane to an Olympics, to a world, to Europeans, relays are brilliant for that. And then you add in that element of Rashida Adeleke being an absolute global superstar in sprinting, and she adds just a huge amount to the team.
How good is she, Dervil?
She's 21. So whenever I'm talking about her, I'm always very conscious that she's so young and she's developing. I think she can be our greatest sports star of all time.
Really?
That's really what I think about her. I think she's phenomenal. And I think not only in an Irish context, I think she'll be a global star. I think she's that good. And already I think she's getting there. I believe she's a huge champ of Paris in, which is very rare air indeed. And
you broke up slightly there, Dervil. Can you just repeat that? You broke up slightly there. What are your hopes for her in Paris again?
I think she has a huge chance of being on a podium in Paris, which is very rare air. The last time we did that on the track was Sonia Sullivan in 2000. And I really do believe that individually in that 400 come Paris in just over 12 weeks, she'll be fighting to be on the podium, which is an unbelievable thing to be able to say about a 21-year-old girl from Tala, you know, who's come up through this system.
Let's hope so. In relation to the relays, Charlene and Rashida only got an hour and a half break between the races on Saturday. Will they get longer in Paris?
In Paris, there'll be a lot of considerations in terms of the scheduling, because it doesn't look very realistic that Rashida'll be able to run perhaps in the mixed relay. She'll have to go away and make a decision on that. You know, Charlene will have to make a decision as well. Now, Charlene Molesley has been phenomenal in this year, last year. She's coached by Gary Ryan. She's really, really fit. She's really fast. But getting Paris is really tricky from an Athletics Ireland perspective. And I think there'll be a lot of conversations between now and Paris. But I think removing the pressure off Rashida, letting her get a podium in the 400 and just hoping she'll be able to slot in somewhere to help out the team would be really important.
Dervil, thanks a million for talking to us. We could talk about this forever. Don't worry, we've 80 more days, plenty more time to just fit in some more athletic talk between now and then. That's Dervil O'Rourke speaking to us this afternoon. More sport later in the programme.